just a few haras from last week. We spoke about harada mikdusha. You can't like take the ritzua from a shel yad and put a shel rosh. So one application of that, right? Shel rosh shel yad. That's a lot. I apologize. You can't take a shel rosh for a shel yad. Thank you. So one application, sometimes like the boxes like you know fall apart. So the bottoms, like the tops are the tops. It says shel rosh shel yad. Bottoms are interchangeable. So that happens, and you lost track of which one is which, so you can only use them for the shel rosh. You have to get a new bottom for the shel yad. That would be a question of harad l'ketusha from the tashmish fashness. Another issue that came up last week, I think you asked if you have a talis bag, does the talis bag considered clean miyuchas to use it on Shabbos? I looked around, I couldn't get a clear clarity. It sounds like it might not be considered clean. It sounds like it is a clean miyuchas. The whole week you have the talis, the tefillin in the talis bag. So the best thing to do is, if you don't have another bag, to wrap the tefillin in the talis. Because that's not usually the case. But just the bag itself, l'chora, is a clean miyuchas, even though on Shabbos you might use it alone, if you don't have a special talis bag. Certainly if you have just a Shabbos talis bag, and you're going away for the weekend, you take your tefillin, put it in your Shabbos talis bag, that would be... You know,
it's
clean.
Not for that, so.
It's not meant for that. Tefillin, you know. Right. If you have a sitter in it, so then you get any other issues. But okay. Although the pashas is a sitter, it's in a kli, so even if it's a kli miyuchad, I think it would be. Did we discuss this? Is a sitter? I think I don't remember. Okay. Another issue that came up right at the end of last week, at the end of Simon Mem Vav. We spoke about this idea of the Olam Yehi Adam Yireh Shemayim, etc. So you say, people say Kriya Shema at the beginning, at the end of Birkas HaShachar. So just a few more details I forgot to mention. The Vilna Gaon didn't think it was kedai to say Kriya Shema before, because you lose out the kiyum of Kriya Shema with brachas. So if you're davening a 9 o'clock minyan, most of the world says Kriya Shema and davens, no problem. The Vilna Gaon thought it's better to daven earlier, even b'yichidus. That's not the minug, but that's the shita. There's some of the Yerusha Shiva's passing that way. But the reason I mention this is only because here, when you're saying the Kriya Shema, so if you have Kavanah to be Yotze, Kriya Shema, so you could be losing out the brachos, even if you're going to daven at 8. But at 10 to 8, you say the Olam Yeh, and so the Vilna Gaon holds, you should either just say Shema Yisrael, don't say the whole pasuk, because according to some days, that's already the mitzvah in the Torah. It's a shayla, big machlokas, is what's the mitzvah in the Torah Kriya Shema? One pasuk, the pasuk Baruch Shem, the first two pasukim, you know, the first paragraph, two paragraphs, three paragraphs, lots of days. But there are some days, just the first pasuk. He said Shema Yisrael, don't say the whole pasuk, and that way, again, unless you think you need to, because you're running, if you're going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema, so then, you know, you should certainly say it. Okay, let's move on to Simon Mem Zayin. Dine Birchas HaTorah, the Mechaber starts, Birchas HaTorah Tzarech Lezar V'Ma'od. It's very interesting the Mechaber starts this way, presumably because, according to many Rishonim, Birchas HaTorah is Doraisa. So it's one of the only brachos we have, Birchas HaMazon, of course, is Doraisa, and that's the Kulei Alma. And Birchas HaTorah is Machlokas, but it seems like the Mechaber actually paskins that Birchas HaTorah is Derabanan. A little later on in Reish Tes Gimel, it sounds like it's Drabanan, but either way, even if it's Drabanan, it's very important. We know that the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim Pei Aleph that Amav Da Aretz, that the Birchah B'Torah, so Birchah B'Torah is very, very important. Takana, either a Din D'Oraisa or a Takana Drabanan. And the person has a Safik if they said it, so there's a Shaila, if it's D'Oraisa, so Safik D'Oraisa L'Chomer, if it's Drabanan. So we try, since there's some days that hold this Doraisa, we try to, you know, biyotze through somebody else, or, you know, get an aliyah, or biyotze through the brach of Avarava, we're going to discuss a little later, you can biyotze through that brach of Kriyashma. Yeah, question? Okay. So, Lamaisa, if a person was mistopic and he doesn't have one of these eitzas, so the Shabrua says, based on the Shagas Aryeh, that you should say the brach of Asher B'Charbanu. Again, if you're not sure, again, some of those people are very tired in the morning, they say it on the way to shul, they don't remember what they said, they didn't say it. So, according to the Mishagatai, you should say Asher B'Charbanu. That's a Pesach of Ashkenazim. The Mishabri doesn't want to pass it against him. The Sfarim, I think, hold the Mikri, then it's Rabbanan, Safek Brachas L'Hakel, and they would tell you not to. Again, it's better to be Yotzi a different way. But if you can't, if you don't have a friend to say it for you, you don't have, you know, whatever, so then you should not say. You can always do it through davening. Let's say you want to learn before davening. Your minyan's in an hour. You want to learn Avyomi. So According to the Mishabruy, you'd say Shabbat Harbanu, and only Shabbat Harbanu, and according to the Sfarli, you would just learn without. Okay. The minhag is to say it standing. It's not clear if it's necessary. Again, is it a brichas hashavach? Maybe you can say it sitting. Is it a brichas hamitzvah? You should say it standing. There are different brachos. Maybe, lasok is more mitzvah, shavach alon is more shavach. Most people say it standing. If you can't, you can't. It's not something I'll mark. It might not even be necessary. Moving on to Sefer, Sarf Levarach, Bein Mikra, Bein Mishnah, Bein Gemara. You have to say brichas Torah if you learn Chumash, if you learn Mishnayis, Gemara, also Medrash. Bein Lemedrash, says the Rama. There is questions about all these things. So we use Chel or Torah, and therefore, if you're learning Musar, it's always Mamay Chazal that are appearing, always Psukim appearing. If you learn a non-Jewish, improvement book, whatever they call these pop psychology books, how to become a better person, so you don't see Birchas Torah, even though, Musar is valuable. If you learn science, there's value in science, according to many who show in the Rambam, there's value. You don't see Birchas Torah, it's not Torah. But Torah is, Tanakh, Mishnayos, Gemara, etc. Peseder. There is a question we saw in Simon Mevav about Tachnunim. If you say Pesukim Derech Tachnunim, as you ask. So we saw there's a shayla about that. So we hold it's better to say a few psukim l'shem limud and then say tilim for l'shem tilim, meaning l'shem tefillah.
Me and my son, we say these.
Do you say psukim right away l'shem limud?
Say right away the rechon.
To biyotze, yeah, that's a question.
So it wouldn't matter what we're doing right afterwards. Anyway.
Right, 100%, 100%.
It's just nostalgic.
Yeah, 100%. The question is, if you just say the brachas and then
right.
Okay. If you're in the middle of Pesuk Zimri, you realize you didn't say Berachas HaTorah, so you should say them then. If you are coming to Sholem, that you hear from the first meeting they're saying Kadosh Kadosh or Baruch Shem, those are Pesukim. So there's an answer for Kedusha, but you didn't say Birchas Torah yet. So the Pashas is that you should say. The video safe discusses this. There's a chiv to answer with the tzibur, but saying you didn't say it. So you can say that's more like Derech Tachnunim. Derech Tachnunim. The Zeder. Maybe Yimloch you shouldn't say that's not from the Ikra part of Kaddish. Okay. Weiter, Gimel. Hakosiv de Vitara Apopish Eno Kore Tzach Levarech. So writing is like speaking, and you have to say Birchas Torah if you're writing. Now, this is a person who's writing and understanding what he's writing. If you're just like copying, you don't understand what you're saying, so then there's no Kiyum Talmud Torah Lechara, and there's no mitzvah to say Birchas Torah. Again, you could say Birchas Torah, like you said, and then you say the Psukim, and then you're covered for the day. There's a lot of discussion about, Ksiva Kadibur, your Spiris Omer, you're writing a letter, you count it by writing, does that allow you to say bracha? Different discussions, give Eger and others. Okay. Weiter. Dalit. Thinking and learning. In a circle of Arach, very surprising. The Vilna Gaon argues, and this the Vilna Gaon says, V'gisa Bayom V'laila, you're thinking and learning, it's the Kiyum of Talmud Torah. So it could be the Mechaber holds, not after the Kiyum of Talmud Torah, it could be you need a Hefza of Torah. So there's no Dibur, there's no Ksiva, there's no Hefza. Therefore, you don't say. If you can pass in a shayla, if you hold a hero, doesn't need a bracha. You can also pass in a shayla. It's better to be choshish for the Vilna Gaon and to say a bracha before your mahar. As soon as you wake up in the morning, you say Birchas Torah. There's a maisa with the Netziv and Reb Chaim that there's a shayla about an esrog that came from Eretz Yisrael. So Reb Chaim used to borrow the Netziv's, not borrow, but he used to take the Netziv's. Esrog, Matalva has a Hachzir every first day of Sukkot. It's Yosef and Siv's Esrog. And then one year it was Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, and they got an Esrog from Eretz Yisrael, and Rechaim thought it was a problem. So the Netziv, he thought it was a problem to they sent it to Chutzlar. I don't remember exactly the details of the Shaila, but he didn't want to take the Lulav, to take the Esrog of the Netziv that year. So Netziv apparently. Was up all thinking about this, and like 4 in the morning, he knocked on Reb Chaim's sukkah. He said, "Oh, I think even the shitaska, it's okay. You can say a bracha." So Reb Chaim, said, "Excuse me, I didn't say brachas tariyah." And the Netziv started crying. The Netziv was Reb Chaim's grandfather-in-law, meaning his wife, Reb Chaim's wife was the granddaughter of the Netziv. Netziv started crying. He said, the gadol of the next generation didn't say Bechistar, it's already 4 in the morning. So, anyway, the first thing in the morning, you should say Bechistar, recovered. And then it helps you with Meharer and Divrei Torah as well. The Seder. If you learn Torah but don't understand what you're learning, some people like read Zohar. You know, they just... So there's a Shaila. Is that a key of Talmud Torah? It's interesting. Shaila, Hasidim, you know, they are more into it. Some Hasidim, like, yeah, and you know, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is a nice Peshara. He says if it's Torah Shebachsav, the Torah itself... You know, if you're reading Sefer Iyov, you don't understand the word. So if you're reading Baba Kama, you don't understand the word. It's Hershal Peh. If you don't understand the Sfaras, it's not a Kiyum. So there are really days come and come. Some say it's all a Kiyum, regardless, and some say it's never a Kiyum, and the Shulchan Aruch is a Pshara. I think the Pshara makes sense. But anyway, the Maitha, if you hold there's no Kiyum, so then you don't say Birchas Torah, meaning it goes hand in hand. There's a Gemara in Vodazara, La'olam Yigros Inish Afal Pisha Lo'yeda Maka'amar. There's value in going through things, even if you don't fully understand. It's not clear if that means you don't understand anything, you don't understand it fully, but it could mean you don't understand it at all. And then there's still value. Maybe it's a value of Talmud Torah. If it's a king of Talmud Torah, you'd have to say a bracha. Okay. Well, maybe it's not enough for me, as you pointed out, everybody says Rechasara right away, they say Psukim. They understand the Psukim. It's good timing. It's a Psukim. People say to say a Psukim from Chumash, and then a Mishnah, and then a little Keta, which is from the Gemara Yerushalmi. So we will have, right, a little bit of Torah Shavuksav, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit more every day. It covers you. There's the idea of the Olam Yishalish Adam Talmud, you should always try to learn. So you're not, it's not all you're learning, but at least you have your cover for that day. Okay. Weiter, hey. This is what the Sfaradim say, Al Divrei Torah. V'alevna with a vav, v'asher b'charbana. Three brachas, or two brachas, that's the shayla. Vav, v'omer ha, we say, Ashkenazim say, instead of al divrei Torah, la'asok v'divrei Torah. Vav, omer v'harev in vav. It's really one bracha, it's a continuation. V'yesh omri b'lova, v'cheno nahagu, aval yosin tov lomar v'vav, and that's why I mean like today, we say like the Sfaradim say, v'harevna, and that's why in Shavuos morning, when you're yotzi with somebody else, you don't say amen, right? Before v'harevna, it's one bracha. Also with the Torah, Va'arevna, etc. The Seder. Zayin, Birkos, Avas, Olam, Poteres, Birkos, Torah. The Sfaradim say instead of Avarab in the morning, they say Avas, Olam, which is the same idea. So that's the bracha of Kriyashma, the second of the Birkos Kriyashma. The person who didn't say Birkos Torah in the morning and said Avarab or Avas, Olam, so you're Yotze. V'imlamad miyad b'li hefzik. So this is based on Yerushalmi, the Hush Hashanah al-Altar that you have to learn right away. It's a little unclear, you know, why you need to learn. L'chor, you said the bracha, Tein v'libeinu, l'havim l'haskil, it's essentially Birkas HaTara. And then you say Kriyashma. So what do you need to learn after Shemona Asrei for? So the Machaber says you should learn after Shemona Asrei. It sounds like b'di'evet, you're probably okay. It could be that the Shailah, that's called learning, you're saying about Taras Kriyashma, just like Tachnunim, this might not be out, so Kriyashma is Betoras Kabbalah Shemayim.
Is there an opinion in the Gemara that you're
Yotzi
Talmud Torah?
There is an opinion that you're Yotzi Talmud Torah Shachas V'Arvi. So if you hold that you're Yotzi with Shachas and Arvis, so with Kriyashma, so L'chora, it is a Kiyum Talmud Torah.
I'm saying, even if you don't hold that, which I don't think you're asking like that, even if you don't, you still could say that at least. Just because you're not yotze, your kiyum of Talmud Torah for the day, you could still have a kiyum.
Right, I totally agree. Even if you're not yotze, yeah, I agree with you 100%. Anyway, the mitzvah we try. If a person didn't say Birkas Torah and is in before Kriyashma, so he can be yotze through that bracha, and it's better l'chatchila to try to learn right after Shemona Asrei. You say a pasuk, give bracha shami shemona, and to be yotze the mechaber. Mechaber says the hefsek. That's the mechaber. Yeah, if you didn't, so. There are some days of holding your still yotze. Okay, let's say this. There's a point of Mishnah Berurah I forgot to mention. He says that when you say v'tzaseinu, v'tzayam chavei Yisrael, you should daven I'll read it inside. It's in Os Yod. The Tommy Tiatilas Av Ha'em Shkura V'fiyem L'Spal V'neim Shiyu Talmud Torah. A person always has to daven. They should have children who are Lomdei Torah V'tzadikim V'alimidos Tovos. Chavim Odu V'richas Avarabo V'richas Torah V'shash Omer V'niye Anachnu Tzeinu. So during V'richas Torah and during, you know, Avarabo, and also V'yaval Tzion V'loni Kol Arik V'lonele L'vahola. A person should always daven for their children. Even if he doesn't have children yet, you should daven that you should have children and that their children should be tzaddikim. It's an important thing. When my kids come home with their report cards of the school they go to, they put this quote on the Teudah. No, they don't put that. That's probably what they're thinking. They put on that you all of the ta tila sa'ah ba'em shagur v'fiyam l'ispal v'neyem. So yeah, I guess the cynical side of me says, oh, they're trying to posture themselves. Like, you should daven. You know? But no, they're just reminding us of something we have to know, obviously, that it's worth the daven. This is Eder. Okay, back to Sivav. So we have over here Vaharevna. Okay, and Siv Zayin. There is a discussion if you said them out of order. If you said Asher Baruch Habano first, the Agus Moshe is a stopic, can you say the other ones? Gemara says that that's the Mu'ulash of a bracha, and therefore you say all three, which is kind of odd. If it's the Mu'ulash of a bracha, why do you say all three? You know, there's a shadow of what the bracha is. Asak, or Aldi Beitara, Harevna. So the Moshe is mistaken if you said out of order, so it's better to try to say them in order. If you say them out of order, the passion is you can still say all of them. Because the Megan Avram, Paskin, since in the Kuflam attest that if you got an Aliyah, before you said a break, you gave him the Shul, they gave you an Aliyah, or a Kohen, let's say. So the first minute is finishing, you didn't have a chance to say Bechastar. You can go up, you can say Shabbat Harbanu, and then you can say the other one. So, the Pashas is going to be the same here. Anyway, the Maisa, some are Choshish for this Moshe, but the Pashas says you could be Yotze, you can say them out of order as well. So in terms of Avarava, so again, it's better to have explicit Kavana to be Yotze, but even if you didn't have Kavana, the Pashas says you're Yotze, and even, like I said, even if you didn't learn, the passage says you yotze. Peseder, weiter ches. Yesh li stafik yisagi b'kor kriyashma v'samuch lam yad hefsek v'lchein yesh li zoher. V'varech lechas Torah kol yom ava olam. So you shouldn't lechatzkila try to be yotze b'chas Torah through Avar Ava. Okay. Some say that when you say Berachas Torah in the morning, you don't have to right away say Berachas Hashem Yishmerecha. You can say Berachas Torah, wish something in the morning, and then learn. It's better, it's appropriate not to, it's correct not to be Hafsik. This is our minhag, we say Berachas Kohanim right away. Sometimes you say Berachas Torah, and right away there's a Kaddish. Can you answer? Machlokes Achronim. Chaim Kinesli says not to. Others say maybe you can, but perhaps you shouldn't. You want to be choshesh v'nochan shalom hafsik v'neim, even on the cheshbon of not answering for damage v'kedusha, that's again probably safer. Beseder. Some say the whole need for not having a hefsik is if you're being yotze through avarava. If you do real brachas Torah, then you don't have to worry about hefsik. So there's different days. The Rishonim, the halacha, the mechaber seems to say it's appropriate to be choshesh for this. The question is, should you be choshesh in the cheshbon of missing out on Shabbat Kedusha, the Seder. Okay. Yod. In Hefsik, the Lomar, Vinis Asik, Basakov, Kevin Shaddai, to Lach, to Lomar, Harilai, Hefsik. A person, gets up, says, because Tar learns Afyomi, goes to work, comes back, it's a long day, it's dinner, he wants to now learn, he wants to chazer, he wants to prepare the next day's daf. Kevin Shaddai, so what's the halacha? No. Why not? So, what's the malach on the chaber? Kimsha daito l'achs l'umor. It's a very, very inspirational idea. The Rishonim have more strong formulations. Lonis diayish daito. He's always, the Gemara's always there. Now, you could learn that as saying, like, even while he's, like, you know, I don't know, working in the office, as a lawyer, he's thinking and learning. That's not the pashtus. The pashtus is, there's a chiyuv on him, of Talmud Torah, and he has a chiyuv to learn whenever he can, and therefore, even when he's not learning, he's going to go back to it when he can. So a person always has Torah in the back of their mind. I once heard from Tversky, He said the opposite is true today. Today, even when you're learning, so you have your telephone, they email you for work, they're texting you. So, you know, today's is avoda. But really, it's supposed to be fakert. Usually, even when you're learning, even when you're working, the Torah should be on your mind. There's a beautiful song they made from the Hakdama of the Chassam, I think, that, you know, even when he's involved in his asakim, Daiti Alecha, Daiti Alecha, they made it into some. Anyway, so that's how it's supposed to be. He was a galodor, and he was in business. It doesn't have to be a steer. Okay, weiter. It's the same person. Avram Danziger. I don't know if the Hakdam is in the Chachmasad or the Chayadim.
I saw it in the Chachmasad.
It's in the Chachmasad. Okay, it's the same person. The Chayadim is in Arachayim, the Chachmasad is in Yerday. It's from Vilma. In Vilma, there were Balvatim who were. It wasn't a Balvat, but I'm saying, even the Balvatim in Vilma. Okay. I heard from Ray Fuchs from downstairs. He learned by Rav Kusman. Rav Kusman was a dying in Vilna. One of the first things that Rav Chaim Oizer told him to do was to give shiurim to Baal Batim in Vilna. He said to Rav Fuchs, you know, the Baal Batim in Vilna were like Rosh Hashivas of today. So, he said he taught Hilchos Kiddush HaChoresh to the Baal Batim in Vilna. He said he never worked so hard. Okay. Fine. Yud Aleph. Shnas Keva. Excuse me. Okay, that was the Hakta. Vodin Lashena Omerchot. So basically, he said, Lavi has a person who sleeps, goes to the bathroom. You don't have to say Nubracha. Shnas Keva says, Mahavi, you slept 3 hours, let's say. Al mitaso havi hafsek, you should say nubracha. But Yishomi do havi hafsek, v'chei nagu, the minhag ha'olam is not to say birch tar after. The Mishmur says, v'vach l'hifsid, there are many acharnim who hold you do have to say bracha, Vilna Gaon and others. I think the minhag ha'olam is not to say birch tar if you slept during the day, even if you slept for a long time, let's say a few hours.
What is like 5-6 hours?
We don't, during the day we don't say birch tar. At night, if you sleep, Shenas Keva, so then you have to say new Birchas Torah. So a person, let's say, goes to sleep and then he wakes up because he remembers he didn't daven Maariv. If he fell asleep by accident, he's in his clothes, Shenas Arai, you don't say new Birchas Torah. But if you went to sleep for Havana, and then you realize, let's say, you went to sleep and you wake up 12 o'clock, you have to go catch a flight. So then you say new Birchas Torah. Okay, if you slept on a plane, that's like a Shenas Keva. I mean, the fact that you slept sitting down, not lying down, you're in a bed, that's okay. But if you, you know, if you intend to go to sleep, meaning you want to go to sleep, it happens to be on this plane, only sleep for the night, yeah.
The sheer,
so,
like if you say, I'm happy going to sleep now for the night on this flight, and every night you would fight.
Right.
Then you get on the flight.
You don't sleep at all. Like on Shavuos, there's a Shaila. Some say you can say Birchas Torah, and the Pasha says you can say it's a new day. It's right. Closed for the day. So I think that if you slept on a flight, even if you slept for half an hour.
Where you came from, it's still night
time. Right, I hear. Interesting.
It hasn't been
24 hours. I think it's totally in your experience of the day. So
night goes after the previous day. So you never have to make it night.
Right, and the halacha is like the fact that it now shkia and says, you don't say nubrachas tara. It's only sleeping at night. That's the
Covenant. Doesn't the shah come up? The
shah comes
up by
Ramisa Bokhah. Oh, the Covenant by Ramisa Bokhah, because his brachas in the morning was only drabana.
Right,
so they say that he should chaven fi ava zraba at night, to have kavana for halavai all of Ramisa boys were learning after Marv. But yeah, I told my son when he's by Ramisa, I don't know if he chopped what I was saying, I said to him. Yeah, what do you say at night? Ava Rabba, Ava Solom, whatever we say. Ava Solom, right?
I don't know what you guys
say. What do you say?
Everyone says Ava Solom at night, I think.
Right, in the morning, Ashkenazim say Ava Rabba. I said backwards before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize. I said backwards.
The Chaber says Ava Solom.
Yeah, the Chaber says always Ava Solom. Okay. Ava Solom.
You say Ava Solom at Marv's?
Yes.
Everybody says it in
Marv's. Yeah, yeah.
Ashkenazim says Shachar.
Yeah, yeah.
You say Ava Shachar also. You do?
I'm not
sure when he started him, or yeah? Okay. The Seder. So again, if you didn't sleep at all night, so Sfarim hold the Kateinu Bracha, Ashkenazim hold it's better to be able to with somebody else. If there isn't anybody else, so then you can learn without saying Bechastara. That's the Pashas. But some say you should say Bracha if there's somebody else to say it for you. Different ideas. There is an interesting halacha that happens in Shavuos. If you go to sleep on Erev Shavuos to take a nap, to give you a little koichas, so then in the morning, you didn't sleep all night. So you didn't say a bracha when you woke up for your nap. So for 2 hours, you didn't say a bracha. But in the morning, so some achronim say, you can say a bracha as like sveik. It could be your chayev already from the sleeping. And even if not, it could be chayev because the morning is a chayev. So that's why, usually most shuls, they have somebody who gets up to all bichas shachar, including bichas tara. But really, bigger than you don't need to. You can say it yourself. I was always on this topic, why that's so pasha, because you said at night, davar sola. So you're yotzei through avas ola. So how does that help? The fact that you slept 2 hours before and you took a nap, you already broke that. You already solved that. Because you, if you sleep during the day, it's better at night when you have maras, have kavanah to be yotzei, you know, for Shavuos I have maras, so I have kavanah.
Should I have kavanah to be as a berachas tara for all the learning that I'm about to do for the entire night?
Well, you're saying maybe not. Maybe your kavanah is only for that night, you're saying.
And another bracha in the morning?
Yeah. I think we'll say another bracha in the morning. I hear the time. I'm not sure. Okay. The Seder. Yud Beis. Aftim lomad v'layla halayla 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 yom sha'avar v'eino tzarech lachsul l'varech kol zman shalom yashin. So like I said, nighttime in this halacha is considered part of the day. Therefore, the bracha for the morning carries through to night. Vayter. Yud Gimel. Amashkim kodem ora yom l'lmod v'varech v'yikas v'tara. A person wakes up at 3 in the morning, even though it's still dark outside, you say v'chas tara v'eino tzarech lachsul l'varech shalom l'varech shalom. You don't say bracha again. For the whole day, I'm asking kodem or a yom. Berach kol seder brachas chutzim brachas anosin sechav bina uparshas tamid. So if you want to say the brachas torah and you're catching a flight at 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up, so you say brachas torah. You can even say brachas hashachar. You can say brachas hashachar. You can't say the bracha of anosin sechav bina, right? Uparshas tamid. And shi'avti lomra ad shi'ar yom. Chilu ito yad kodem shivarach. You should do it till sidaim. If you don't have water, you can learn without water. Women are chayav, even though women are part of the midst of Talmud Torah, or from the theoretical Talmud Torah, they have to know the dinim of what they have to know. But they say birchas Torah. Shaila is that because for Ashkenazim it's not a chiddush because the women say all the brachas if they're not mechayivin. For Sfarim it's a little bit more of a chiddush, so right. So it could be like a v'chaim, like you're saying that maybe the chefs of Torah needs it. That's the v'chaim. Right? It's from the Brisker Rav.
He says it on Sirta.
Exactly. In the
Brisker Rav.
Right. Seder. Anyway, Lamais women say b'chas Torah. If you woke up in the middle of the night, you said brachas tara, and you went back to sleep before the morning comes up, so then you should say a bracha again. Meaning, if you woke up at 2 and you stayed up, so that's fine. But if you go to wake up from 2 to 3 of a seder, you're learning something in America, let's say, then you go back to sleep at 3, so you say brachas tara at 2, go back to sleep at 3, then when you wake up at 6 or 7, you say brachas tara again. Because the shenas kev at night.
Shenas kev at night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If women are mesubik of a sevir chasatara, so there's a shayla, you know, for a man. So we said b'shagas arye, say sofik deraisa. The pashas is for women; they shouldn't say the brachas Torah again, because it's for women. It would only be drabanan l'kuli alma. That's the assumption of the achronim. Okay. Bezeder writer Simon Same Memches Omrim Parshas Atamid Upsuki Korban Shabbos. So in the korbanos, there is specific korbanos for specific days. So the Rama starts off Omrim Parshas Atamid. We discussed this earlier. that it seems there's a shayla of korbanos is chiyuv or rishus. From this Ramah, for Omrim, Parshas Tamid, it seems like at least the Tamid is more of a chiyuv. It's more of a chiyuv. V'yesh Omrim, that's what many people just say the Tamid. V'yesh Omrim, Seder Maracha, V'ribon Olamim, Stivitzano, V'yefshar L'Omra, V'tzibur, Yachal L'Omra, V'beso, if you can't, you can say it at home. V'lachso, Parshas Tamid, L'Vadi, V'tzibur, V'chaim, Pam Shniak, Korbetar. The Nag of Medakdikim, L'Anonea, B'shas, Hakorim, Etarat. The Minag is for the Medakdikim to shackle when you learn. Dugmas, Atarash, Nina, V'rises. Just like the Torah was given our Sinai and the people were shaking, so too when we learn, we shake. Most people shake just because it gives them kavana, meaning it helps their kavana. V'chim v'shashem v'spalim, al shem kolatz v'say tornarina, Hashem yichamocha. So many people have the custom to shackle. They say the Maisel or Moshe Feinstein, that he was once, when he before he was a Rav in New York, he was a Rav in Europe, in Russia, and the authorities were very, very antagonistic toward the Jews, toward the Rabbanim. So he was once called in, and he members didn't know if they're going to take him to Siberia, and he stood there at attention, didn't move. After that, he stopped shuckling at David. He said, "You know, that's how I stand in front of Vasa Vadam. So when I David Rasa, I shouldn't shuckle. Most people shuckle. That gives them more kavana, helps their okay." So there's a mile of moving. Pardon?
I'm sure there's a lot of big and young
to shuckle. I'm sure there are. Alpi Kabbalah, I'm not familiar, but the Rama says. Kolatz
Mosai
Tomarna. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not. I mean, the Ramosha knew that, and he's Alpi Kabbalah, he thought. Yeah, but the meaning of all of it is a shuckle. I mean, there's no question. It helps Kabbalah, and for most people.
They have like those stories, like the kid who didn't chuckle, and then they're like, "Oh, check his
ichus,"
and
he was
a guy.
I don't know. I'm not
familiar with these stories.
I heard about
the chum. The kid who doesn't chuckle, the kid doesn't like chum.
That's how you know it's a real story. Oh, you know it's not a real story. Yes. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara Megillah, we mentioned in the past, Lamed Aleph on Beis speaks about the importance of korbanos, and we are so connected to some sorts of korbanos. It's very, very central. Osek v'torah chatas. The Mishnah Berurah points out that you should understand what you're saying. Osek v'torah chatas. You have to be osek in it. Just to say it, you know, like a newspaper, not to read it. I mean, I guess you can just have a newspaper. To say it like, I don't know. I would say like Ashrei, but that's insulting. To say it without, you know, understanding is not so, not ideal. The Mishnah Berurah says you should stand up. Pashas Amir Kabanos. Others argue they don't need to stand up. The Pashas, it's better to stand. The Pirush point out that women are also chayiv in korbanos, or the same level chayiv, whatever chayiv men is, the women are chayiv in the same level. And if you didn't say it before davening, you can say it after davening.
Why did I say, I'm saying parshas
Tamid. Tamid is like the base of korban. It's every morning.
What's the
Sashur Zan Korban? It's a chayiv with a tzibur, it's a chayiv with a tzibur. I hear you saying, you're saying that they're not chayiv in shkalim, so they're not chayiv in shkalim, so then chayiv shouldn't be chayiv in the Talmud either. I'm not sure.
I'm saying, maybe like, even if they're not
chayiv,
the Talmud like affects
them. Yeah, maybe that's pshat. They're part of Klal Yisrael, so they should. You certainly shouldn't miss tefillah tzibur for korban. Sometimes you have people who like, are attached to the sitter. You see them, they're like mamish holding 20 minutes behind everybody else. There's a fair shalachas how to skip, what to skip in order to make tefillah tzibur. After that, you go back and you say korbanos if you miss them. I should mention that, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, we spoke at the end of Simim Mem Vav about the bracha of the Kaddish Shmo Barabim. We had Shimcha Barabim, different persos. So even if you say B'Shem, if you didn't say it before and you're going to say it after, it's better not say B'Shem, because then it's not really part of the Seder Atfila, so then in that case you shouldn't have to say B'Shem. It's different. This Seder. Let's see Aleph over here. So on Shabbos they add in the Seder Musaf of Shabbos, but not a Rosh Chodesh v'Yontif. If they should call the Torah Pesukim Musaf, because there is a Kriyas Torah of the Korbanos Hayom on Rosh Chodesh and Yontif. On Shabbos you read the Parshas Shavuot. You don't read the Pesukim in the Torah, and therefore you recite them earlier in Korbanos. Now the truth is, on Shabbos you say the Pesukim. You don't say them during. During Musaf. We don't say the Pesukim, right?
In the Musaf?
Yeah. We don't say the Pesukim, do we?
Yeah.
What's Pesukim? What's the Pesukim? We don't quote the Pesukim, Yom HaShabbat, Shnei Kvasim, Nei Shnei Tavnim.
Yeah, but we don't say the Pesukim.
Yeah,
we don't say the Pesukim.
Yeah, pretty embarrassing.
Wait, what are we talking about? The psukim of...
In Musaf of Shabbos.
You don't say the psukim, right? There's a shaila of why you don't say the psukim. You don't say the psukim.
Right, you say a lot of nice things. You don't read the psukim like we do. Right? We do say the psukim. I'm sorry, I apologize. I don't know what I was thinking. We do say the psukim. We don't read the Torah, so I'm just confused. If we say the psukim in Shmoneh Esrei,
so
why do you have to say it in Korbanos? I apologize.
It's a different Korban.
What do you mean?
Those psukim don't come up. Oh, they do.
Did it come up in Korbanos? Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, it's brought down here on Shabbos. You do say them on Shchodesh and Yom Tov. You don't.
Because then you lane it.
Right. There is a question why you weren't masaking to lay in the Psukim of Shabbos. That's what I was thinking. I made a mistake. And the Chor of the Pashas is because you have the Pashas of Shavua. As opposed to Yom Tov and
Yom Tov, you're supposed to also have them.
You have a maftir. You say you should have a maftir every Shabbos. A maftir of.
So I'm saying that's why probably on the Shkodesh and Yantif you wouldn't have said it because we laned it in maftir.
Over here on the Shabbos.
Right.
We laned it in maftir. Right. But here you say it in the Shmoneh Esrei, but why isn't that enough? That's what I'm asking.
Why is it not enough?
Yeah. I'm not sure. The Ramah says on Rosh Chodesh, you should say the psukim, even though you're going to land them, and you're going to say them in the. It's funny, I made a mistake, because the Sephardim don't say on Yom Tov the psukim. Like we have like in our sukkahs, you have this pasuk, and that pasuk. They just say korban yom, or whatever. On Shabbos, what do they say? Do they say the psukim on Shabbos? I don't know, I have to look at the Sephardi Siddur. Anyway, I apologize, I made a mistake. The Mechaber says that, like it says in the Siddur, that on Shabbos you say the psukim. The Mechaber says you don't say in Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. The Rabbah says you say in Rosh Chodesh. Okay? The Seder. Weiter, Simen Mem Tes. Afak of the Kaiman Land, the Varim Shimukhsavi, Etherash, Ilo, Umran Alpe, Kol Dabash, Ragil, Shagar, Befi, Kol, Kogon, Kriyashma, Vikas, Kohanim, Uparshas, Tommy, Kyoti, and Mut. There's a principle that Dvarim Shabakhsav, Etherash, Ilo, Umran Alpe. We know that Kashbach gave us a Torah Shabakhsav and a Torah Shabalpe, and you're not supposed to mix them. That was true until the time of Rebbe, Esau Asas, Lashem, Fayasar, Asach. People started forgetting. He wrote that the Mishnayos. And now we basically have everything written down. We still have the same distinction, though, of Torah Shebal Ksav and Torah Shebal Peh. So we allowed, Chazal allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh, but the Isser of saying Torah Shebal Ksav Al Peh still holds true. But when you daven, people say Kriya Shema by heart. Not by heart, not by heart. We say Kriya Shema without a sitter. Because Kohanim, without a sitter. Parshas Tamid. So how do you do that? So the Mechaber says that as long as it's Shogar free call, so that's okay.
But aren't there other, like, Tatarim, like if you're teaching or something?
Oh, so hold on a second. Just a second. So the Mishmur says if it's Shogar in your mouth, you happen to know, Parshas Bilam by heart. Some elementary schools like teach you, make you learn like the brachos of Yaakov.
Bar mitzvah
parasha. You know bar mitzvah parasha by heart doesn't mean you can say it by heart. That seems to be the Mishnah Berurah's psak. If it's efshar in your acher, so like you're saying, you're giving a shir and it's hard to open it up. Some poskim are mekel because there is a day that the whole issur is only when you want to motzi acherim techovasa. Some rishonim hold like that. So we're so many chanos to be shown him if we makom tzarech. Yeah.
Like saying the pasuk kolot some sefer Yomarim, right?
Right. Well, that's the pasuk. Where's that pasuk found? Is that in Tillim? Psukim in Tillim, I think some people say. It's funny because once upon a time people knew Tillim by heart. Today, people know Shir Amalos. You know, they know that. But the parts of Davening you know by heart. Yeah. Right.
But let's say you're giving a shir
Right.
So then you quote the
right. So you know that pasuk right. So the post game are making
something a little more
secure.
Like someone asks about this.
If it's a makom tzarech, people are making because the day you show the whole Israel is only when you emote to other people the chavasa. So people want to be makel based on that if you need it. The Shmur says that Zimra Shagam, if you call. Now, it's funny, like people, Vayechulu, Friday night, you say Vayechulu. Do you have a sitter in front of you and you say Vayechulu? So the Hamigor Machmir, the Minigas Asim Eikel. They assume that, you know, that's either Shagor if you call, or they assume it's only when you're mostly other people, and this is just Bnei Beis, it's not the Rabin, you know. So they're different, they're a lot of coolest. It's like Allah, there are a lot of coolest to it. Person who's blind, you know, he has no Esel HaSesel HaShem more than that. He has to learn, so he's allowed to say things by heart. In terms of what's by heart, so Moshe Feinstein has an interesting heart. He says that if you would see a Tochtei Yivur from when you say it, you close your eyes. That's not by heart. There's a very important halakha for Balik Kriya. Because if Balik Kriya is good, you're always reading ahead. You're always like a word ahead. But you're still reading Tochtei Ksav because it's Tochtei Yivur, so it's considered Tochtei Ksav. My question for this halakha is considered Tochtei Ksav. Okay, moving on to Zen Nod. Kavu Lushanos Pere Parshas Tamid Perek is a Mekalman of Rezid Rishmal Kadishiska Kol Adam Kol Yom Mikra Mishnah Megmar. And then before there's a concept of only Shalish Adam Talmud, that you should learn a little bit of Tanakh, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Gemara. So it could be you already see that through our minhag of saying, you know, the Psukim and the Mishnah and a little piece of Gemara Yerushalmi after Berakhas HaTorah. But additionally, there is, you know, what appears in the Siddur before Rabbi Ishmael, which is, you know, the way it's presented here is that the Korbanos aren't for Korbanos per se. It sounds like, why do you say Korbanos? You say it for Korbanos, you know, it's a schus of the Korbanos, virtual akrava, or you say it for Talmud Torah? The way it's presented here, it sounds like you're saying Korbanos, because they're psukim the Torah, Parshas Tamid, then you're saying Ezum Kalman, Mishnayis, and then you say Braisa Rabbi Ishmael in order to be Zoche in some Brises of learned Gemara, or likewise, part of what we say today is the, you know, the Gemara in Krisus about the Ketores. That's a Gemara, and Daf Vav or so. Let's see if I can find it here in the Siddur, which is really Tanya, which is Renasan Omer, Kshushokhek, Omer Hadei Ketev. That's a Brisa, or Tanya Rodin Pitim Ketores, etc. These are things from the Brisa in Mesechus. Increases. So, like I said, it seems like there's inherent value to Korbanos. Additionally, the idea of Parshas Tamid and Ezum Kalman is also a kiyum of Talmud Torah. And then certainly you have to understand it, presumably, because Tzarech Ba'al-Peh, at least Ezum Kalman. Okay. So, Ben Nun Aleph. It's interesting, in a base Avel, people say this. People who daven in a base Avel, they say this. So if it was really key of Talmud Torah, so it could be Seder Yom, meaning. Right. Thank you. Which Mishabur is that? Avel. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, you know, that's all of the day, and we'll continue next time.